Simon & Schuster Audio presents Holding, a novel by Graham Norton. Read by the author.
Part 1. Chapter 1. It was widely accepted by the residents of Dunedin that should a crime be committed and Sergeant Collins manage to apprehend the culprit, it would be very unlikely that the arrest had involved a pursuit on foot. People liked him well enough, and there was no name-calling as such. But it was still quite unsettling for the village that their safety depended on a man who broke into a sweat walking up for communion. This particular morning, however, nobody seemed overly concerned. Main Street, being the only street, contained most of the action. The village was still waiting for winter to arrive, and yet Susan Hickey looked like she was preparing for an Arctic expedition. She was huddled over awkwardly with a wire brush, trying to remove a few patches of rust from her gait. She was also keeping a silent tally of the wine bottles Breed Reardon was placing carefully into the recycling. 16! Had the woman no shame? On the other side of the street, outside the pub, Cormac Byrne coughed up a very satisfying lump of phlegm and dispatched it through the air to land in the gutter. Over by the phone box, the dusty black-and-white collie dog that belonged to the Lions from the garage looked up, satisfied himself that everything was as uninteresting as he had assumed, and put his head back down between his paws. Outside O'Driscoll's shop, post office and cafe, the Garda car, sitting low over its tyres, gave the impression of having been there for some time. In the driver's seat, with his stomach wedged against the steering wheel, sat Sergeant Patrick James Collins. The names had been chosen because his mother...